The intention, I suppose, was to see how we could create some additional economic activity at a lesser time of the year, whilst trying to do some economic development activity in parallel with that. The success of the weekend was the manifestation of all of that. It was a very, very good week-long range of events across a wide range of areas of the county, and it's something clearly that has given us food for thought as to how we might be able to continue to do something of a similar nature going forward.
Has there been any assessment done to indicate how many extra people came to the county as a result of Donegal Connect? How much extra business did it actually bring?
We're quite satisfied that there was a multi-million euro impact of the event over the week-long range of activities, and we're also quite satisfied that there were, I suppose, a number of thousand visitors that would have come to the county for the various events that wouldn't have come otherwise. And it's really a question, I suppose, now of parsing that to the point of identifying how best we can replicate the best aspects of it to have a good, strong economic impact in parts of the county that don't always necessarily see the benefit of tourists or the benefit of businesses being in their particular area.
And we can expect Donegal Connect to become an annual event, albeit perhaps modified and changed based on the experience of 2019?
Yeah, I think what we intend to do, Donal, is we intend to have an ongoing Donegal Connect event, but it will be different in form and in type and in content from year to year, because obviously we need to keep it fresh. We also need to be mindful of what's actually working particularly well at any given time. So just watch the space. We'll be having some announcements in the next year. While in relation to what we're planning to do for 2020.